This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full service law firm. You need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in. We've already answered the question. You can call them anytime for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Remember, they service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. Brandon Legal Group are huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 24, which will be hosted by me at Black Diamond Ranch on April 25th. Visit Brandon Legal Group online at brandonlegalgroup.com. And remember, for that free consult, call 844-4-BLG-4ME. I will be at Pin Chasers as part of my favorite soon-to-be 9-year-old's birthday extravaganza with a cyber bowling party this coming weekend. He's even got a new Cowboys jersey coming his way because the Ezekiel Elliott shirt I gave him a couple years ago is starting to get too small. He'll be wearing number 9 for a couple years now because he's turning 9 and because everybody loves the guy who last wore 9 with what he says on television. Anyway, Pin Chasers puts together terrific kids' birthday parties. This is a cyber birthday party, cyber bowling birthday party, complete with decorations and soda and pizza and bowling and dancing and gameplay and whatever else hatches out of it. And they're doing cyber bowling at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I've always sort of thought cyber bowling was a nighttime activity, but Pin Chasers making a cyber bowling birthday party happen for my favorite soon-to-be 9-year-old. Follow Pin Chasers on Facebook in the Tampa Bay area for information on all their specials, ideas for birthday parties, group outings, league play, etc. Or just go to pinchasers.net. They have 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area, 6816 Gale Boulevard, 4847 North Armenia, 5555 West Hillsboro. Remember, Drew Garabo's Down to Bowl fundraiser for the Down Syndrome Association is coming up at Pin Chasers Midtown on Saturday, February 29th. For more information on Drew's fundraiser, go to theboneonline.com. Hi, I'm finally feeling well. It took over a month. And of course, as I start talking into the microphone, I start getting the teeniest bit congested, almost as a reminder, you're never as healthy as you think you are, especially as you get older. Nevertheless, we press on. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you'd like me to address anything in a future Toddcast, that is how you ask me to do it. You can follow me on social media. On Instagram, I am at ToddWright2020. Not only, well, just promoting all the different things that I do. Radio appearances, television appearances, my upcoming golf tournament, Todd Wright Tour 24. Can I just say I'm disappointed, not in the response and how many people want to play in this next golf tournament, but that when they email me, they don't even ask to play in the name of the event. They say where it is. They say when it is. The tournament has a name. It's the entire logo. Can you not read? I should just respond by saying, well, if you don't know the name of the event, then I can't help you, because you don't know what you want to play in. But I'm still appreciative of the enthusiasm for my golf tournaments. I just wish people, in general, would pay a little more attention to what is right in front of their frickin' face at times. Instagram is at ToddWright2020, and my Facebook page is simply I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, and I have room for more followers there, although I'm approaching 3,000. I only use Twitter very rarely to retweet some of my appearances on Spectrum Bay News 9 and other postings of the Toddcast. Remember to subscribe to the Todd Wright Toddcast. You'll know every time there is a new Toddcast, and it is available not only on JoeBucksFan.com, but via all major podcast platforms. So let's talk about accountability. I've talked about it before a number of times on my podcast. I'm a big believer in it. I try to live my life being accountable. Most of the time, I feel I'm successful. Some of the times, I fail and I learn from it. I have called out many loudmouth or big-name members of the sports media on my various podcasts that I've been doing now for going on 5 years who are not accountable. You know, one of my favorite things to follow on Instagram is Freezing Cold Takes. It makes me laugh every damn time. It's also a Twitter feed under, I believe, a slightly different handle. You may know it as that. And I just love how they hold supposed big names or just names that are in the public eye accountable for what they say. And granted, they only do it when they're wrong, but someone needs to do it. Within the last week plus, because we're now coming up on what? Well, we're a week and a half since Super Bowl 54, I'm sorry. We're actually 53 and a half weeks since Super Bowl 53. So when the Falcons took the 28-3 lead in Super Bowl 51, you had a handful, and you just swiped to see them all, who ran to social media to say, that's it. The game is over. The Falcons are the Super Bowl champs. The Patriots' run is over. Loudmouths like Skip frickin' Bayless and others that you know running to social media to jump on a 28-3 bandwagon and say something that they shouldn't have said. Now, did the rest of us predict the Pats would come back? No. But why did they need to do that? Why did they need to run to social media and post that? I love when stuff comes back like that to bite people in the ass. And I like that there's an Instagram post / Twitter feed. Again, the Twitter feed is, I believe, under a different ID. But the Instagram feed is Freezing Cold Takes. Look, I have been accountable for some of the wrong things I have said on my Toddcast. And throughout my near 20-year national radio career, half of which with ESPN, and most of the rest with Sporting News Radio / Yahoo Sports Radio and or Sirius XM. When I got something wrong, I stopped myself. I brought it up. I said why I was wrong, how I was wrong, and learned from my mistake. It goes beyond the sports media, though. Now, some would say, and I have my own theory on this from where I used to work, that the higher-ups at ESPN don't give a shit how wrong their loudmouth talent is. That as long as they have strong opinions, that's all they care about. Which, to me, is ridiculous because, I'm sorry, the stupider you look, the stupider you are. And the more of an embarrassment you are to the people around you and the outlet that you work for. That is my opinion. Just the other day, real life stuff. I live in a condominium building in the Tampa Bay area that has very limited extra parking. I'm sure some of you can relate to this, many in bigger cities than the one I live in. But we don't have very much of that. So to get out in front of that, a long time ago, I made a deal with a friend of mine who plays in my fantasy football league, and we traded spaces. He needed an extra space, and my extra space was closer to his unit up on a higher floor. And he said, I'll buy you a monthly parking pass, and you can park on the first floor closer to your unit. Done. Now, these passes are available for anyone to buy. Anyone can buy this pass, and you can have some of the best parking in my condo building. It's monthly parking. Inevitably, someone, whether they live in the building or are visiting someone in the building, sees the monthly parking only sign and ignores it and says, well, I'm going to park here. And they can get towed as a result because they are taking a space that potentially should be mine. And if all the other monthly parking spaces are occupied, legally or illegally, then I'm without a space when I need one. So when I informed a young lady, and I'm being really kind here, that she was illegally parked in a monthly parking only space the other night, she went off on me and gave me every possible reason that she was allowed to park there. When it was as simple as, there's the sign, here's the pass, and you don't own one. That's it. That's the only reason why I'm talking to you. Nothing else matters. And I said to her at one point, five straight times, be accountable, be accountable, be accountable, be accountable, be accountable. Nope. Nope. I got the whataboutism, I got deny, 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 accused of harassing her, all freaking bullshit. Young lady, see the sign? Do you have the pass? You don't. You don't park there, it's that simple. And had she not walked out to her car, 10 minutes later, the tow truck had arrived to tow her and one other vehicle away. She was lucky. Instead, I'm the asshole for telling her the truth. Now let's talk about college football and accountability from someone most of you had never heard of until the last 24 hours. Congratulations to Mel Tucker for making a name for yourself. And it isn't in a good way, sir. Mel Tucker, I just looked at Wikipedia and looked at his bio. He's a Big Ten defensive back, roughly 25 or so years ago, I think at Wisconsin. So he played in the Big Ten. And he has this long list of teams that he's coached for in his roughly 20-year coaching career. He's been a lot of different places. He's held a lot of different jobs as various position coaches, most of which, or the majority, are on the defensive side of the football. That's what I remember from looking at the bio. Because again, I didn't know who this guy was until the last 24 hours. Honestly, I didn't give a shit. And you didn't either. In the last 24 hours, on the Freezing Cold Takes Instagram page that I love, they posted this tweet from @coach_mTucker. It is verified. That is Mel Tucker's Twitter account. This was dated 2:43 p.m. on February 8th. While I am flattered to be considered for the HC job at Michigan State, I am committed to Colorado Buffalo football for #TheBuild of our program, its great athletes, coaches, and supporters, unfinished business, #, and #GoBuffs. We are #relentless, #culture, #TheBuild. Hey, Mel, #fraud, #bullshit, #look in the fucking mirror. Because 4 days after saying that, Mel Tucker became the Michigan State head football coach. Now, let me step back and talk about a couple other things before I bury Mel Fucker Tucker. I was told a number of years ago that one of the reasons why Colorado football could never return to the powerful days of the McCartney era was because there was a state law that existed at the time, and I hadn't heard that anything had changed, that did not allow for a head football coach at Colorado to get multi-year contracts for his assistant coaches. It made building a staff and having stability within your program almost impossible at state programs like Colorado. Okay? And you know what? Since I was told that, we all know the Colorado program has done nothing. It's had various different head coaches. Most of them simply get fired rather than get an opportunity to move forward with their career. So perhaps that is still a reason. And I heard at least one person say that in addition to him receiving more money to take a second look at the Michigan State job, he received more money to keep assistants that, unless someone tells me the law is different, were on a year-to-year basis at Colorado and give them more stability in East Lansing. So I'm just isolating that point while it doesn't take away from the ethics of what Mel Tucker did. Let me isolate one other thing. This further backs my point that you cannot look at college football the way it is laid out, as this Power Five and Group of Five. As I said right here on the Toddcast, going all the way back to October, there is no Power Five. There is a handful of big-time programs in college football that dominate the college football playoff era. And you need only look at the consistency of who makes the college football playoff to see exactly what I'm talking about. So while UCF and the have-nots of the American Conference pound, pound, pound the drum and make it rain on Vern Lundquist to voice their pathetic Power Six infomercial that runs during their games, they got it all wrong. There is no Power Five, because that would imply the Pac-12 is on an equal level with the other four conferences in the college football playoff setup. And they're not, because they don't have anything going for them as it relates to college football. And they played their way right out of the college football playoff exactly as I told you they would on that Toddcast months ago. Speaking of the conference of inconsequence, it's not the conference of champions. The Pac-12, until further notice, is the conference of inconsequence. Willie Taggart left Oregon for Florida State. Mel Tucker leaves Colorado for Michigan State. Sound like what happens to the group of five conferences who have the head coaches that leave for the better jobs? Yeah. Sounds like that to me too. But speaking of Oregon and Utah, while they were not on the same level of the top teams in the college football playoff, they weren't going to get there, and they didn't get there. They did play Colorado this year. Would you like to know how Mel Tucker did against those two top teams in the Pac-12? I'd be happy to tell you. One game was fairly early in the season. Mel Tucker and Colorado lost to Oregon 45-3. One game was at the end of the season. Mel Tucker and Colorado lost to Utah 45-14. Mel Tucker, in 1 year at Colorado, won five games. Didn't make a bowl game. And the only two opponents worth a shit that aren't on the top level of college football playoff teams beat them 90-18. So what is Michigan State getting? Well, they're getting a marked man, and he deserves to be marked. Is he the first one to do this? No. Can you bring up Nick Saban? Of course. Can you find other examples? Absolutely. But the timing of this, after Mark D'Antonio waited, got his big bonus, and then said, "Good night, everybody. I'm cashing out. Color me out. I'm going to the bar in the hotel. See you around." So that isolated this move and makes us know who Mel Tucker is. You're probably thinking, yeah, I wouldn't want to be a parent or a family member of one of those players who committed to Colorado because they're kind of stuck unless they want to go down a division or transfer with a one-year penalty or enter a transfer portal or what have you. Well, guess who is also calling out Mel Tucker? The great wide receiver of the Dallas Cowboys, Drew Pearson. You Eagles fans, shut your mouth. Drew Pearson posted on his Twitter page, in all caps, "Mel Tucker is a con man." Read for yourself on Drew's Twitter feed, at 88 Drew Pearson. All caps, "Mel Tucker is a con man," exclamation point. Now we're out of all caps. "He recruited my grandson to go to Colorado, said he wasn't going anywhere, then ups and leaves. Sat there and lied to my face." That means Drew was in the recruiting process. "He wasn't going anywhere." Drew goes on to say in his tweet, and I love this, "So I want to beat him up today on social media. What else can I do?" I love that. At the time where I took a screenshot of this earlier in the day, it had over 1,000 retweets and over 5,500 likes. Nice job, Drew. I'll let you have the last word here. 5-7, 1 year at Colorado. Say you're not leaving. Why was this even brought up? Colorado gave you the chance to be a head coach. You had been an assistant for what? 2+ decades? 1 year? You go 90, you lose 90-18 to the only two teams of any significance in the Pac-12. You had a shitty year. And then you do this? Don't give me your whataboutism as it relates to your assistants, your family. You just had a price over ethics. And that sucks. And there'll be a lot of light on Mel Tucker at Michigan State going forward. And I got no skin in the game here. None. I didn't go to Colorado. I didn't go to Michigan State. I don't live in Colorado. I don't live in the state of Michigan. Both programs have been pretty insignificant to me ever since Michigan State under D'Antonio, handful of years ago, won that Big Ten title game, knocking Urban Meyer out where Urban Meyer was sitting off in the corner pounding pizza. That was fun. And I do like what Tom Izzo has meant to college basketball. I do like that, but I don't like this. And I agree with Drew Pearson, who said, I want to beat him up today on social media. What else can I do? Drew, I hope you find many other things you can do, and a lot of people help you do it. For as long as Mel Tucker is losing games at Michigan State the way he lost his only two games against real opponents in the Conference of Inconsequence in his 1 year at Colorado. That's enough for me right now. We'll talk to you again next time. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers, 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area. For more information, visit pinchasers.net or follow Pin Chasers on Facebook. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, and remember, they are your full-service law firm. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. BrandonLegalGroup.com. I've said it before, and I'll say it again about these colleges, and even if they're colleges like Colorado that barely, if not consistently, make bowl games. When you hire a coach, if you're convinced that's the guy, don't listen to anything he says and put a buyout of 8 figures in his deal. Yes, 8. Minimum $10 million. And if he or his agent says that's ridiculous, you say, well, if you were serious about being here, you wouldn't even care. We'll talk to you next time on the Todd Wright Toddcast.